The Atlas Conference, hosted by the Atlantic International Studies Organization, will present its peer-reviewed journal of students' papers exploring the theme of sifting through the wreckage on March 31st, 7 p.m. The theme is meant to reflect the turbulent year of 2020 and ask student authors to contemplate the future based on lessons learned over the course of these past 12 months. The Zoom event will feature presentations from the journal's 2021 authors, Dr. Thomas from the Mount A Political Science Department, and guest speaker Dr. Davies from Griffith University, Australia. Co-president and editor-in-chief Amy Ward says the papers are meant to respond to the feeling of the world falling apart.
We just talked about COVID and all of the things that happened in 2020, and we were trying to find a theme that kind of left space to address all of the different thoughts people were having about all of the events. Because, it's a kind of a big year in terms of bad things happening, which seems like, every year, the past few years, people are like, thank God that year's over, and then the next year's just as bad. So, there's a sense where everything's falling apart, so we wanted to address that as our theme, the wreckage.
Juan Facundo, a member of the Atlas editing team, says the journal will address structural failures that occurred over the course of the year.
I think it was feeling a little bit lost and a little bit everything around you, is falling apart, and then trying to regain stability by seeing what to keep and what not to keep, and also noticing the biases and the kinds of structural failures that are around us more and more, and then making those decisions. As scholars and as students and as critical thinkers.
Facundo is excited for the Atlas Conference, where the public can ask questions about the students' papers and discuss international structures. He's particularly excited about keynote speaker Dr. Sarah Davis from Griffith University in Australia.
We have an international speaker from Australia, Dr. Sarah Davis. And she's going to talk about the international relations frameworks in the World Health Organization, and how that politicization of the World Health Organization, and kind of vaccine nationalism and all that kind of stuff that's going on, that we should embrace that as playing a part in the political landscape, rather than try to ignore it as it has usually been, at least with international bodies, the WHO, who are trying to ignore that kind of aspect of international relations.
Facundo notes that a silver lining of the conference happening over Zoom is that Dr. Davis is able to attend at all without expensive travel fees. He really wants to see members of the community, as well as the university, attend the conference.
Because there is this sense of snobbiness or classist kind of understanding of world structures, and how that then defines you either as a knower or not a knower. And I think that's really detrimental to our democracy. if people don't feel they can participate in dialogues like these, then I think that something has really failed. And so I think the journal is really good at bridging that, because we are students. And so with that voice, I think there's a lot of humbleness that comes with it, because we are still learning, right? So and I think just everybody just needs to realize that not everybody knows what they're talking about. it's all a work in progress, and we're all trying to figure it out together. And I think that's should be in the back of people's minds as they read these papers and try to engage with them.
Yeah, just to add to that, for me, I've only taken two politics classes, so a lot of it actually does go over my head, and I've had to ask for clarification for different terms, because you just don't hear some of the political science jargon when you're not in that field, right? But like the more that I've read papers from Atlas, the more that I've come to appreciate the work that they do, like students in poli-sci, because like these are like really huge issues, and they do come, like there is a personal aspect where it comes back to like how we just live our everyday lives, which I think is cool. And it can be hard to like see those connections when you're talking about like the World Health Organization or like, I don't know, what's happening in some other continent, and right? But I just like that the humanity kind of shows through. If you look for it, you can see how like we're all just people trying to figure out how to organize ourselves for the best of everybody. Yeah, so I guess in that way, like it relates to everybody, and you shouldn't, like, I know people do feel intimidated, like I feel intimidated too, but I hope that especially with this year where a lot of the papers are talking about very common issues that we've all kind of known about throughout 2020, like COVID and like the Black Lives Matter protests and like all of that kind of stuff. Just a lot of that has come to the forefront of public discourse and consciousness anyways. So I think in that way, this year's journal might be a little bit more accessible.
Through the editing process, like what we've done and like what Amy has done and the editing team is like try to make the papers really accessible by kind of defining terms and like by you know, making sure that the words and things are in the paper are not kind of like, yeah, jargony or like trying to say things that people would normally not understand. Like I think that was part of the goal of the editing team, and I think that it was really well done. And yeah, so if, yeah, anybody can read it and kind of ask questions and come in and be part of the conference.
The conference is at 7 p.m. on March 31st. The current issue and all past issues of the Atlas Journal are available online. Joining information and the link to those journals are available on chmafm.com.